Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Routinely, we come to you with news showing that the hype surrounding embryo-killing stem cell research is just that, hype. Recently, our good friend, Dr. David Prentice at the Family Research Council, shared another such story in which non-embryonic ethical stem cells, often referred to as adult stem cells, have successfully been used in a therapeutic setting. Dr. Prentice reported that a 30-year-old Baltimore man is now back home recuperating from surgery in Sweden that implanted an artificial trachea made with his own adult stem cells. Christopher Lyles was diagnosed with inoperable tracheal cancer. When conventional therapy failed, he learned that Italian doctor Paolo Macchiarini, a visiting professor at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, had constructed and transplanted replacement tracheas using the patient's own bone marrow adult stem cells to build the new tissue. Lyles traveled to Sweden in November to have the surgery. He returned home last month with his new implanted trachea. Dr. Macchiarini told the New York Times, "What we did is surgically remove his malignant tumor. Then we replaced the trachea with this tissue-engineered scaffold." Macchiarini explained that Mr. Lyles' adult stem cells were placed onto the synthetic windpipe scaffold, then grown in a bioreactor, a container that holds the stem cells in solution for 2 days and then transplanted into his body after removal of his tumorous trachea. The cells continue to grow and differentiate after implantation into Mr. Lyles. Macchiarini pointed out, "We're using the human body as a bioreactor to promote regeneration." Because his own adult stem cells were used, there was no need for drugs to prevent his body from rejecting the transplanted windpipe. Use of anti-rejection drugs, which have numerous side effects, is a common problem in transplants using donated organs. This is the second synthetic trachea transplant. The first transplant occurred in June 2011, and the results of that first synthetic trachea transplant were published in The Lancet. Dr. Prentice notes that Macchiarini had done 8 previous artificial trachea transplants using cadaveric trachea stripped of cells and then coated with the patient's own adult stem cells. The synthetic tracheal scaffold was designed and built by a Columbus, Ohio company, and the bioreactor used to initiate growth of the adult stem cells on the scaffold for 2 days was built by a Massachusetts company. The case of Christopher Lyles is another in a long line of adult stem cell successes, and yet the U.S. government is still in the business of placating the powerful biotech industry by approving more embryonic stem cell lines for research using taxpayer dollars. Just days after writing about Christopher Lyles, Dr. Prentice noted that National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins has approved 4 more human embryonic stem cell lines generated at UCLA as eligible for taxpayer funding, bringing the total number of these lines to 146. Dr. Prentice notes that this approval came less than a month after Collins approved new lines from the University of Queensland, Australia. Dr. Prentice observes, "While NIH continues to waste taxpayer funds on destructive embryo research, adult stem cells continue to provide the gold standard for patient treatment." Published scientific evidence continues to show the effectiveness of adult stem cells in helping patients with angina pain, aggressive multiple sclerosis, enlarged hearts, systemic sclerosis, and creating new windpipes, to name just a few examples. And yet our tax dollars continue to fund, in increasing amounts, research utilizing stem cell lines that were created by killing a member of our human family. The only way to stop it is for us to stand up and say, enough is enough. Take a moment to visit ProLifePerspective.com for some helpful resource links that provide wonderful information about ethical stem cell research, and then share it with your friends and neighbors. By educating our communities one by one, day by day, we can continue to make a difference in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our society.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.